VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Fatherhood and family building. There are so many factors. Parenting, encouragement, managing a career, and home life. Welcome to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. Today's father is all about more than bringing home the bacon. It's all about managing relationships. Now, here's your host, Freddie Scott.
And it's all right by me.
Live from Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America, and thank you so much again for joining us today. We've got another great show lined up for you. As always, the call is free, 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Always, you can keep the conversation going on Twitter by following at Freddie Scott. Use the hashtag champion. Use the hashtag champion to start that trend and feed as we're talking about being champions for our families. Again, we're excited. I've got Brian Pruitt, who's going to be coming on, who's a founder of an organization called Power of Dad, wrote a powerful book entitled Power of Dad, as well as doing some powerful work in the community in Saginaw, Michigan that literally is changing and transforming the lives of young people, fatherless kids throughout the community. It's so powerful that even the state there and the city there is having his program to be a state-mandated program or a city-mandated program for every child that may go through juvenile detention centers, to get his program to help empower them to be successful in life. Some powerful things that he's doing and helping us really be empowered to lead our children. And he'll be on sharing on how can we more effectively not only lead our children in our homes, but lead our children also in the community. Also, we're going to have the Skit Guys on giving us some graduation tips later on the show. This is the season where we're celebrating graduation for high school and middle school and college, and looking forward to hearing their graduation advice. We're also going to hear from Coach Tony Dungy today as he shares his thoughts in remembering the passing of Junior Seau. Obviously, the entire NFL community has been mourning the tragic loss of Junior Seau as he took his life. And Coach Dungy has some really touching thoughts as he remembers Junior Seau as a person as well as a player. And then also in the music community, Donna Summers, obviously just recently she passed away, and she's a family friend of ours. And there's a story from I Am Second from a lady named Tamara who is also diagnosed with cancer, and sort of takes you into the world of what it means to be diagnosed with that type of illness and the type of life that you can still live while dealing with that type of diagnosis. Truly touching story that we wanted to share with you as we remember those that have moved on. But of course, we always start off the first segment of the show talking about this weekend in sports, and of course, the biggest thing going on right now is the NBA playoffs. And with a lot of subplots, a lot of things going on, with the Spurs, of course, completing the sweep there this weekend. They went ahead and took care of the Los Angeles Clippers, so there will not be a Los Angeles Lakers versus the Clippers Western Conference Finals, which could have been kind of cool to be able to see, two separate teams playing in the exact same facility. All you have to do is change the floor from road to home games. Nobody has to fly, but L.A., you're going to have to wait maybe another year or two for that, possibly. Of course, the Miami Heat was able to stay alive, and I'll say stay alive with an asterisk by that, because The Indiana Pacers are giving the Miami Heat all that they can handle. The biggest thing that, and I've said it before, being a former athlete, playing at Penn State, playing in the NFL, the thing that happens in sports, when you have a dominant team, when you have a team that you feel when you step on the court, you should win every single game, or you step on a football field, you think you should win every game, and you're playing against a team that has talent, but they don't really believe, you know, that they on paper they're good, but they don't have a history or track record of success. And literally, when you get a team that isn't quite sure if they can play with you, but hope, all of a sudden, that team will start playing with a passion and with a belief that shouldn't play with because of the simple fact that you gave that team hope. Now all of a sudden, this team that you should be able to put away after two quarters, and they should start saying, you know what, at least we suited up today. Now all of a sudden, you've got a team that believes they can win, and you're in for a four-quarter battle because of the fact that the team has belief. And the Miami Heat, after game one, they won the game. They go into game two. They had a chance to be able to, no matter what, be able to say, you know what, Pacers, you ought to be happy that you're here this far. You've come a lot farther than you expected to, but you know what? We're the big dogs. You're a little dog. You're not ready for this level, and they didn't do it. They didn't know how to go ahead and put the cast that shadow of doubt where, you know what, I don't think we can really come back from this 7-point, 10-point deficit. You know what, we're just kind of happy just to not let them blow us out. They have allowed the Indiana Pacers to believe that not only can they win one game, but the Pacers believe that they can win this series. The Pacers know we can go to Miami, we can beat the Miami Heat in Miami, and we know we can beat them at home. They feel as confident right now that they can win the next two out of the three games, and they're not scared, they're not enamored with, they're not intimidated by the Miami Heat right now. And so even though I'm sure right now in NBA executive offices, the last thing they want to see is a Indiana Pacer, Philadelphia 76er, Eastern Conference Finals. Now, any of you that are there in Indiana, I know you love your Pacers, and those of you there in Philadelphia, I know you're proud of your 76ers, but outside of your markets, I think the NBA is really hoping for a Boston Celtic versus Miami Heat Eastern Conference Finals versus a 76er versus versus Indiana Pacer Eastern Conference Final. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's in what we ended up with. The Boston Celtics, they're also struggling right now. Even though the games that they've lost are games that they really should not have lost, but again, you're dealing with the exact same scenario. You're dealing with a 76er team that has hope. They believe that they scrap and they fight and they claw. If they just stay in it, pass the ball, you know, have good transition defense, they believe that, you know what, if we can just hang in there and give ourselves a shot with 2 minutes to go in the game, we have as good a shot as any to be able to win the game. And so we've got, in the Eastern Conference, we've got the Miami Heat, who should have been able to, as soon as the Chicago Bulls and Derrick Rose went out, should have been able to say, you know what, this is our ticket. This is our chance to go ahead and get the first of the six rings that we promised the city. Now all of a sudden they find themselves in a dogfight with a team that should not be able to play with them, a team that should not be able to believe that they can win, and yet and still you have the Heat that's going to have to fight and claw and scratch just to make it out of this round instead of being able to sweep them. Just like the San Antonio Spurs did, the Spurs understand what the Heat don't. The Spurs understand in the playoffs, you go ahead and you slay the giant. You chop the head off that team, so to speak. You need to understand that, you know what? We have an aging Tim Duncan. We've got an aging Manu Ginobili. We don't need to, if we can go ahead and expend the energy in four games, because we're going to play four games anyway, let's expend the energy in these first four games, win this thing, and now we can rest. We can keep Tim Duncan off his feet, let him keep his legs as fresh as possible, because we might need five, six, maybe even seven games once you get to the Western Conference Finals and possibly to the NBA Finals. These first and second round games, we need to go ahead and knock it out, make it as short as possible. And if you remember back in the day, during the era of Jordan and the dominant Bulls teams, the Bulls were masters of this. The Bulls knew, okay, once we go up 1-0, we've got to go up 2-0, because as soon as we're up 2-0, the team knows that they don't have hope. And then the goal is, if we can go 3-0, it's over. Or worst case, we've got to make it 3-1 and go ahead and take care of business at home, so we don't have to travel again for a game six on the road and have that extra wear and tear in our body just from the jet lag of traveling. And so remember, guys, when you're watching these games, these teams are having to get on the plane, fly, many times depending upon the transition and where they are. They're not landing in the city until maybe 2 or 3 in the morning. You're getting to your hotel room, maybe 4 o'clock at night, maybe trying to get a few hours of sleep to go. And you know what? And I'm sure you traveled. You don't like traveling that red-eye flight. You know you're exhausted when you're doing that. And the Spurs understand that. And they've taken advantage of that wisdom, that expertise, and they're saying, you know what? We're going to go ahead and take care of business. We're flying back to San Antonio anyway after game four. But you know what? We're going to go back, and I'm going back to my room. I'm going to sleep, and I'm going to let you guys go ahead and fight it out. The Lakers, oh, my goodness. They have given away, literally, each three games. The Lakers right now should be up 3-1. There was only one game. That first game, they just blew them out. The rest of the three games, the Lakers, for you Laker fans out there, you know for a fact that they should be up 3-1. What Pau Gasol is thinking with that last-second turnover when he has the ball in his hand, I'm sure Kobe Bryant right now is as frustrated as you think you could be. But if you look at the game film, all hope is not lost yet, because of the fact that when you look on the game film, they actually have a good formula to win games. The only question is, can they execute it? When we come back after the break, Tony Dungy is going to be sharing his thoughts of the great NFL linebacker, Junior Seau. We're also going to be joined by our special guest, Brian Pruitt, who will be sharing with us exactly how can we more effectively lead our children. We'll be right back after this. This is the Freddie Guy Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
I got all I need.
listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. Again, this is your show, America, and thank you so much for joining us. For those of you that are watching, I know it's the summertime right now, and I'll be sharing a lot more information with you about this, but many of you are going to be traveling very soon, or you're already trying to think of how in the world are you going to be able to take advantage of taking your family on a vacation. I'll go ahead and pull out a piece of paper and a pen right now. I want you to send an email to travel@unlockthechampion.com. That's travel@unlockthechampion.com. If you want information on how you can send your family on a great vacation, what type of vacation? How about Madrid, Spain, 5 days, 4 nights for $181 a person? Not for a night, for the whole trip. How about Orlando, Florida, 5 days, 4 nights at the Bahama Bay Resort, sleeps up to 6 people for $320. That's the total price. That's not per person. Take your entire family for $320 to Orlando, 5 days and 4 nights. Not a scam. This is legit. If we are here to help families across America, and one of the biggest ways we can do that is by creating memories. If you want that information, send us an email, travel@unlockthechampion.com, and you'll be happy to share that information with you. Right before the break, I told you Coach Dungy, great Coach Dungy, of course, has years playing and coaching against the late, great Junior Seau. Here's Coach Dungy's thoughts on his passing and what he meant to the game.
I think everyone in the football world and most of us in the country were just shocked and saddened upon hearing of the death of Junior Seau. A great football player, definitely Hall of Fame talent, unbelievably bubbly, effervescent personality, someone that you just think would have no thought of committing suicide. But we know in the National Football League that this happens, and it's happening at too great a rate. There's a lot of factors that go into it. I know they're looking at and studying the brain trauma and that type of thing, but there's emotional toll too. Ups and downs of professional football, of retiring, of developing a new career, career changes. All those things go into it. And for whatever reason, retired football players are attempting suicide at a rate 6 times higher than that of the average American male. So it's something we have to look into. And I hope we can look at Junior Seau's death and get something positive out of it by examining some of the factors that go into this and maybe helping other young men avoid really doing this. And my heart goes out to the Seau family. My heart goes out to everyone that he's touched. And I would love to just remember Junior at his best, at his finest, as a great young man and a great football player. But also remember more than that and know that making those decisions, internal decisions, where we are spiritually, thinking about the future is so important, and hopefully we don't forget that in Junior Seau's passing.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America. Thank you so much again for joining us today. This show is for you. As always, we thank our good friends at All Pro Dad for sharing that clip of Coach Dungy, his thoughts as he remembers Junior Seau. And that's a very alarming statistic that former NFL players are committing suicides at a rate of 6 times higher than other individuals across America, and that's just, our heart just goes out to their family, of course. And we're joined right now by Brian Pruitt. He is, oh my goodness, this guy is not only an amazing guy, but a man that has a vision to help empower young people and families across the country. We connected a few years back on Twitter. We saw each other's posts and connected, and since then have been able to establish a really good friendship and collaboration. Looking forward to doing a lot more things with him. He's a new daddy. He's a daddy, but he's got has added to his tribe recently, and is wearing all the hats of fatherhood right now. And so, Brian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, great, Freddie. Thank you for having me back with you guys, and just excited to be with you.
Well, thank you. Obviously, there's a lot of things that I want to be able to talk to you about, but first of all, congratulations on being a daddy.
Oh, again. Thank you. You know that means I haven't slept in a while, but hey, I'm loving life.
Hey, trust me, I'm sure there's a lot of dads out there that can understand and relate with that. And of course, I'm sure you heard what Coach Dungy said about the suicide rate and the passing of Junior Seau, and how many guys are struggling, those of us that have been former NFL players, are struggling with that transition and then truly understanding the importance of our role in our homes today. It's just amazing to think about that. Any thoughts that you have as you heard what Coach Dungy said about this issue and, of course, the passing of Junior Seau?
Yes, you know, you think of that, and in my travels over the years, I've met many of men who may not have taken the step that Junior took, but they're walking zombies. They're dead on the inside, yet and still, they lack purpose because they were so excited about one part of their life, one chapter of a book in their life, and when that chapter closes. If you're not prepared for it to close, then it's tough to stick around to see what the next few chapters have in mind. And so, my challenge to any men who are going through these situations, is to stick around. There are more chapters to the book of your life. There are more exciting moments, and find help, find people you can talk with.
Yeah, that's such great advice, and we're going to be picking up on this as the show progresses, and because Brian, you've got so much wisdom that you can impart to so many people that I believe can relate with that. Also in the news, we had the passing last week of the dynamic singer Donna Summer. She was actually a family friend of ours. She was diagnosed with cancer. The family sort of kept it close to the vest, which. Some families choose to do, and of course, the country was just floored when they found out about her passing in Florida last week. And there's this clip I'm going to play from our friends at I Am Second of a young lady who is also diagnosed with cancer, having to deal with that and live with that, and talking about the quality of her life and how she is enjoying the moment right now. You may be diagnosed with cancer or know a family member who is either passed of cancer or is dealing with that right now. And hopefully this clip will help you. Here's the story from our friends at I Am Second.
He said, Tamara, I don't know how to tell you this, but you have cancer. And not only do you have cancer, it's advanced. And you'll probably only live 5 to 7 years. You'll never be able to have kids, most likely. And oh yeah, it's incurable. How in the world do I tell my family this? I was truly on top of the world. Everything was going in the direction that I had hoped. All my life, I wanted to be a TV reporter. I received my first major award as a journalist. And then right after that, I was awarded my own television show, my sports show. You know, reached 25 million people. Everything in the world was going great. I can't imagine that anything, you know, would be going any better career-wise for me. My life was about to dramatically change a few months later. The tiredness and the fatigue turned into weight loss, but I never really felt sick. And then the lymph nodes popped up all over my body. Lymph nodes swell when you get sick, but the problem was I had 147 of them swollen all over my body. I was working a lot, but there'd be days where, like, I could not get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed at all. They swelled so large that they were, like, actually coming out of my legs. That's when I went to the doctor, and she's like, something's not normal, but it still didn't register that, hey, you're sick. On September 24th, 2009, I remember it was a sunny day, it was beautiful. I found out that I had a blood cancer all the way all over my body. It was 90% of my body. As a reporter, I want to approach things, I want to hit things like head on. And I wanted to see what my inside of my body looked like. 147, I'll never forget that number. So immediately what went through my mind is I didn't ever pray and say, Lord, why is this happening to me? I said, Lord, what's next? I had such a peace that came over me. Initially, I was in shock, but in just a matter, you know, of seconds, a peace came over me. I remember knowing right then that no matter what happens, that it's going to be okay. A personal relationship with Jesus means surrendering completely. If I didn't have that relationship, I don't know how people can deal with, you know, how they can deal with the sickness, how they can deal with the divorce, how they can deal with whatever battle is going on in their life. I don't know what it would be like. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ is living in the moment, and it's knowing that having joy and just having peace can really, really impact and change your life. It doesn't matter if I have the best ratings. It doesn't matter if I have the best TV show. It's that I go home and I know I'm content. I know that that I have the Lord on my side no matter what. If I did not have a relationship with the Lord, my cancer journey would be completely different. We're going to struggle. We're going to have battles. But at the end of the day or at the end of the moment, it's okay because we're all forgiven. Say a prayer, ask the Lord, come into my heart, come into my life, and just know at that moment that everything is going to change for you. I hope to be a living testament, and I hope that He speaks through me to other people to tell my story. I love life, but if the Lord said, hey, Tamara, it's time for you to go home tomorrow, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, then I'm fine with that. I'm Tamara Jolie, and I am second.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority. To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
I got all I need, and it's all right by me.
You're listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America, and once again, the call is free. 888-346-9144, 888-346-9144. I know the city of Los Angeles is in great mourning right now, with the Lakers being down 3-1 and the Clippers getting swept. But hey, listen, this is a fresh day, a new day. Keep your head up. Things should be fresh and new very soon for you guys out there in L.A. We've been joined by a great friend of mine, Brian Pruitt. In fact, during the break, was telling me that he just got done doing a great fishing trip with his daughters. And Brian, we were talking, of course, a little bit about what Coach Dungy said earlier on in the show about the travesty of the loss of Junior Seau, and how many guys, not just in professional athletics, but even college athletics, they're dealing with transition from athletics to life, and but how you've been able to navigate that properly and really owning and cherishing your role as a husband and as a father, and even to the point of taking your kids out to go fishing with another mutual friend of ours and former guest on the show, Brian Molitor. So just along those lines, how important is it for us to really understand our role and our value as men, and realizing that our wives and our children truly need us?
It's priceless, Freddie. Statistics all across the board pretty much say when fathers are not in the picture, things go haywire. We are valuable, not only to society, we're valuable to our personal families, and they need us. And so often, silently, men at times think that we're not needed. We don't say that because it comes off as whiny. But reality is lots of men do think that. Reality is we're needed greatly.
Well, hey guys, if you're listening to this show and if you've ever questioned or wondered about your worth or value, don't question it. Your voice is big in your wife and your children's ears, and your presence truly does make a difference. Hey Brian, I want to talk to you about leading our kids. I know you're doing some phenomenal. We talked last week off air. About some great work that you're doing that's helping literally transform the lives of young people. And can you share with our audience some of those things? And I want to sort of dive into how are we supposed to truly lead our children, and not just our children that's within our household, but leading our children in our community.
Yes. Well, as you know, Freddie, the Power of Dad, what we do is we work with fathers and fatherless kids. And one of the major pushes we have here is a curriculum that we've developed where we take students, fathers and fatherless children, through 22 life skills that generally their fathers weren't there to teach them, which all leads back to how, as fathers, we do lead our family. And the way I simply like to put it, Freddie, is we lead with Wi-Fi. Now, that's a term that you usually hear when it comes to internet. You don't want to leave home without Wi-Fi. We use it, the term, with fatherhood because it's easy for people to remember. And what it stands for is wisdom, integrity, forethought, and information.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. Lead with Wi-Fi, huh? So if I'm going to do that, what are some of the first steps that I need to do?
Let me talk about wisdom for just a second.
Okay.
With wisdom, the Bible tells us, above all else, get wisdom. As a father, it is what I want more than anything, according to what the Word of God has just told me. But second of all, it is what I have found as a father I try to pass on to my children more than anything. It's not material things that I'm trying to pass. It's great to give them the material things, but if I give them material things without adding wisdom to it, they will self-destruct. In regards to integrity, we all know that what men build over an 18-year period, they can tear down in 18 seconds. All you have to have is one bad choice, one bad decision, and a lack of integrity. And what you make you years to literally lose it in a matter of seconds. In regards to the F in Wi-Fi, you've got to have forethought as a father. I ask men all the time, what's your fatherhood plan? What's your plan for fatherhood? Here you are, your dad. What is it that you plan on teaching your kids? Because they're either going to learn from you by design or default. You will make that choice. You have to have a 100-year plan. But the values and morals you're teaching your kids right now, they will outlive you, and they will live on for about 100 years. So you better be careful what you're teaching them. And last but not least, the last I stands for information. One of the statistics I've read says, for the most part, that men don't read nearly as much as women. That scares me, because what that says is that we're learning too often by mistake instead of reading about other people's mistakes and then doing the right thing. And so we want to get information in our hands, because the right information will make us better fathers.
Wow, wow. And you know, it's all about not reinventing the wheel. You know, if you truly want to be successful, you know, I remember, let's just use sports as an analogy. You know, I remember when I was getting recruited from high school to go to college, you know, you get some letters from some successful schools. You know, I had the chance to be able to go to being recruited by from Michigan to, yeah, you know, Penn State, Miami of Florida, Colorado, you know, all these great schools, and you can see the success that they've been able to accomplish. And then he gets this letter from, I'm not going to say the name, but a school that's not as successful on the field.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
Automatically you say, you know what? Do I want to go and submit myself to a school that's trying to figure it out? Or am I going to go and submit myself to a school that knows what they're doing, they're successful,
yeah,
and I want to be a part of that? I want to not just know about that tradition, but I want to extend the tradition that's been going on at that school. And there was something about going to a school that had a tradition, that had a coach, they had,
yes,
a model, they had information to share. It wasn't rocket science, but they had a way of doing things. And it's,
yeah,
a matter of getting in there and getting plugged into what they did, how they did it, and then you do it. And guess what? You ended up replicating that success.
Exactly. It was a process.
That's exactly what you're talking about with family and fatherhood and parenting. That, you
that's
know what?
Right.
There are people that are doing it successfully, but am I willing to submit myself to let somebody coach me? Am I willing to, in fact, I heard this from a great friend, Lyndon Allen, who was a guest on last week's show. He made this statement at one of our banquets recently, that reading is one of the most humbling actions a person can undertake.
Ooh,
because it
good.
Means that I'm submitting to the information of that author.
That's great.
And so what are we dads, men? What's the last book that we read that we intentionally read because we wanted to be better at what we do?
Exactly. I tell you, even now, Freddie, if you open up my iPad, there's going to be books in there. Downloaded books that I bought, and it's going to be on being a better father, being a better husband. Why? I want information so that I can become better. I want to be challenged in these areas of my life. If I'm never challenged in these areas of my life, I will never improve. As an athlete, I improved because I was challenged. As a father, I will improve because I'm challenged. So often, as men, we get into this whole mindset of, you know, if we're challenged in any fashion or form, it means that we're not good at being what we are at that point in time. That's not the truth. That just means that I want to put myself in a position where I can be better. I'm not satisfied with being where I'm at today. My wife deserves better. My children deserve better. And so I'm going to make sure that happens by putting myself in situations, putting men around me, who will challenge me in what I do. This is all about focusing on the next generation. You know, and in the Bible, they talk about the relationship between King David and his son Absalom. And with Absalom, it says, when Absalom died, it says that Absalom died. He had no children, so he began to build monuments to himself. And I simply believe that this is what men do when they don't focus on the next generation, when they don't challenge themselves towards their children. They build monuments to themselves instead of releasing wisdom to the next generation.
So you mean, could some of those monuments be the thousands of dollars that we spend for a man cave where we isolate ourselves from our family? You know, the money should be going towards maybe college fund or, towards securing
graves.
My family's. I know I'm probably making some guys mad because they probably just bought that huge flat screen and that's the thing you focus on as soon as you get home, from work. You want to sit down and veg out on your couch, with your remote and watch the game. And trust me, listen, I love watching games just as much as anyone, but you know what? It doesn't come before me being a coach for my kids or yesterday.
Exactly.
After getting up, going to church, having our graduation ceremonies at our church, picking up my son from a sleepover, going to my son's travel league baseball game, finally getting home, and then my youngest son says, "Daddy, can you play catch with me? But I know the playoffs are on, and I'm finally home." But he looked at me and said, "Daddy, can you play catch with me?" And you know what? I had to man up.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I'll be honest. I didn't feel like playing catch because I was tired.
Yeah.
But I realized my son needed me to play catch with him because that's what he was asking of me.
Yeah.
And so I had to be sensitive in realizing when my kids are asking me things, when my wife is asking me specifically for things, they're asking me because they need that from me at that time.
They're giving you the key to their heart, and every question that your wife asks, and every question that our children ask, every demand they make on us, when they're saying things like, "Hey, can you wash the dishes?" Or, "Hey, can you pick the kids up today?" Or, "Daddy, can you come outside and can you play with me?" Or, "Can we go to the back room and can we dance?" Those questions are really keys. They're saying, "I'm giving you a key right now to my heart, and if you're interested, I'll give it to you." And this is all you got to do.
When we come back after the break, we're going to pick up on that because, hey, guys, a lot of times we find ourselves not able to lead our families, not because we don't want to, not because we don't have the position or the title, but not having a true influence on our wife and our children that we think we should have. And I believe it's because we haven't understood these keys. We haven't understood these triggers, these breadcrumbs. You call it keys. I did a post on my blog a while back. I called it the breadcrumbs to the heart. Remember the story? I think it was Hansel and Gretel. They left breadcrumbs to be able to find the trail back home. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're communicating to us, this is what I need from you. It may not necessarily be what you think I want, but I'm telling you clearly, this is what I need. And if we actually, we could sit down today and say, okay, what's the last few things my wife and my children have asked of me? And have I done
Excellent.
And if we do that, you're going to blow your wife away if you go home and you go ahead and just don't even talk to her. Just go home and do it.
Yep.
Look on her face if you just do it. And don't take it as these breadcrumbs or these keys, like Brian said. These aren't nagging points. They're not nagging. These are keys. For you to truly love and lead your family. When we come back after the break, we're going to come right back. Brian, we got to hear more from you, man. I love that Wi-Fi. Wisdom, integrity, forethought, information. We'll be right back on the Freddie Scott Show. We'll be right back after this.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Freddie Scott, a second-generation NFL player, is a national spokesman for Tony Dungy's organization, All Pro Dad, and author of The Dad I Wish I Had, featuring a foreword by Tony Dungy. Freddie knows what family peace means in his own life, living the American dream of having a father inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and a successful NFL career, to the disappointment of experiencing family turmoil firsthand. He has since committed himself to love and lead his family to success and equip and empower people across the country to keep their family and children as their top priority.
To connect with Freddie and request him to speak at your next event or conduct a family peace workshop for your church or business, visit www.freddiescott.org. You can order your copy of his book at www.thedadiwishihad.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
I got all I need, and it's all right by me.
You're listening to the Freddie Scott Show, tackling the game of life. To call into our program and speak to Freddie or his guests, please call 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to contact@unlockthechampion.com. Now, back to the Freddie Scott Show.
Welcome back to the Freddie Scott Show, where men lead, marriage works, and families grow. This is your show, America. Thank you once again for taking the time out to join us today. We've been joined by Brian Pruitt, founder of Power of Dad, just doing a phenomenal job and been giving us some great information about truly leading our families and making sure we have Wi-Fi, wisdom, integrity, forethought, and information. And in a second, we're going to have some parting thoughts from Brian. And don't forget, of course, we want to thank Tony Dungy, who shared his thoughts about the passing of Junior Seau, our friends from I Am Second, and Tamara Story, who was diagnosed with cancer, and just some very, very powerful things. No matter what you're going through, healing is always available. We simply want you to remember that today is the day that God made, and there's an opportunity to receive not only healing, but there is hope available to each and every one of you right now, today. For those of you, the summer is here. If you want information on being able to take your family on a trip and to be able to create powerful memories with your families, vacations are a powerful time for you just to be able to clear a calendar, turn off your phone, and just have that time with your wife and with your kids. I went ahead and looked up even more trips for you in case you're interested. Western Caribbean cruise, 7-night Western Caribbean cruise, departs from Miami, $179 a person departing from Miami. Goodness, when can you go on a cruise for that price? Or maybe you're a sports fan, you want to go to Bristol NASCAR race weekend. How would you like to go to a NASCAR race, 3-day, 2-night in August, Bristol NASCAR race, $582.99 per person. You will get tickets to the event, two-night accommodations. You're going to get a wall trip or a Kowalchi grandstand ticket. You're going to get a round-trip motor coach transportation from the hotel to the Bristol Motor Speedway. You're going to get a Saturday pre-race hospitality chalet and a track tour. I mean, dude, we are trying to make things available for you to be able to make an impact on your family and make memories for your family. Send us an email to travel@unlockthechampion.com. He will give you information on how you can create those memories with your family. Brian, we are so thankful that you took time out today to share this information. Please, what are your final thoughts today as we have a couple minutes before we wrap up today's show? Some final thoughts, and also share with us how can we contact you to get your book and to be able to, if I want you to speak or something like that, how can we contact you?
You can get in contact with me through our website, powerofdad.org. We have products there for sale there, books and CDs and other items. And if they're interested in getting in contact with me to speak, they can reach me from that same website address, powerofdad.org.
Awesome. Parting thoughts as we get ready to wrap today's show. As we've talked about, of course, the Wi-Fi, powerful, man. I love that. I might be using that pretty soon. Of course, I'll reference where I got it from, but anything else that's on your heart today as we are trying to encourage guys?
I would simply say this. Children, the Bible says that children are arrows in the hands of a warrior. And when you look at your kids, see them as such. They are arrows in your hands, and you are a warrior. Warriors take the time to sharpen their arrows before they go out to battle. Sharpen your kids. How? Use the Wi-Fi principle. wisdom, integrity, forethought, information to sharpen your kids. Those arrows will go much further than you can reach. That means that they will fulfill destiny that maybe was spoken over your life, but maybe you'll pass away. Your kids will fulfill that destiny. There are arrows in your hands, and you are a mighty warrior. Start living like it today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. You know what's amazing? When you think about that, an arrow,
yeah,
is something that has to be intentionally, you got to get it out the holster. You have to intentionally put it into the bow.
Yeah.
You have to intentionally determine a target and then intentionally release it.
That's right.
Now, when you think about fatherlessness and things like that, think about how many arrows are just sitting in the holster and don't understand which direction to go because they haven't been released in any direction.
Yeah. Just waiting for somebody to handpick them to say, I have use for you, I have need of you, and you matter. And I tell you, as men, we're not going to live forever. There are some things I'm going to live today like everything ever spoken of my life is going to happen before I die. But reality is it may not happen. But the good news is I've got arrows in my holster, and those arrows I'm going to shoot. And I'm going to watch my children go and accomplish what God has called them to do and even accomplish probably some of the things that even spoke over my life.
Wow. Thank you, Brian, so much. Again, please contact Brian if you want more information. And we're going to wrap today's show with some parting thoughts and graduation advice from our friends at the Skit Guys. Until next week, this is Freddie Scott reminding you to love and lead your families. We'll be right back and better than ever next week. Here's graduation advice from the Skit Guys.
Remember when your grandma would ask you what you wanted to be when you grow up? Or your teacher would comment on how good you were at running or coloring? Even your parents saying, here's our pretty little ballerina, or we're so proud of our quarterback. These were the first seeds planted in your heart and soul that made you ask the question, what could I be? Let's face it, most of us won't become ballerinas or quarterbacks. But the question remains, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or in essence, what will you do with this life? Do you remember wanting to be a grown-up? Remember hating being a kid? If I could just be big. If I could just drive a car, go on a date, make my own money, stay up late, go to the movies with my friends without my mom and dad sitting in the back row. If I could just do it myself. Well, it's happened. You are here. You are graduating. You are closing a chapter and beginning a brand new one. And as you write the rest of your story, remember to work hard. Remember to listen more than you talk. Make relationships that will last a lifetime. Find the right person to marry, and remember, you have to be the right person too. Make sure you take risks. Travel as much as you can. Always remember to laugh. And most important, don't forget to call your mom. She still worries about you. Christ said, I have come to give you life and life to the fullest. This is what you have the chance to achieve. Life. So go on and live it.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Freddie Scott Show. We'll be back next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. We'll see you then.
It's all right by me.